You are going to listen to a doctor talking about the most common health problems she sees in her patients. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 7 with the sentence endings A to J. There are two extra sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. I'm Dr. Zainab Munro, and I'm a GP, or general practitioner, at a doctor's surgery in central Manchester in England. I work for the National Health Service, the NHS for short. I've been a GP for 20 years, and in that time, I've seen all sorts, I can tell you. On a day-to-day basis, I deal with a multitude of health problems, as that's the nature of the field of general medicine. And as I deal with all ages, I need to have up-to-date knowledge of all the typical illnesses that the different age groups tend to suffer from. So, for instance, with kids, you find that the most common complaints tend to be fevers, runny noses, sore throats, and so on. Kids have weaker immune systems and fewer antibodies than adults, so can pick up things easily at school. Adults have lots of different complaints. Anything from aching limbs or torn ligaments due to a sports injury or overdoing things at work, to certain conditions linked to how they live, like heart disease due to having a poor diet and being overweight, to being allergic to pollen once the hay fever season starts. The elderly are different again. They may have difficulty keeping their blood pressure under control, and it's vital that they have medication prescribed regularly to keep things right. Or, as our appetites decrease with age, the elderly often need to be reminded to eat healthily and drink plenty of water so that they don't become dehydrated. If that happens, it can have serious consequences for the kidneys, and kidney disorders are hard to recover from. Organ disease is a problem for that age group in general, and there's always a risk of stroke as well. The most distressing part of my job by far is when parents come to me with unwell babies. Although I'm not a paediatrician, that's a doctor who specialises in children's illnesses, based on what the parents describe and with my medical knowledge and experience, I can usually see and understand when a baby is very ill. And obviously a baby can't tell me what the problem is or where it hurts, so it can be heartbreaking to see them crying in pain or discomfort. And that's not to mention how concerned their parents are. It's a very stressful time for families when a baby or child is ill. And even though medical professionals are trained to deal with the emotional side of things, it doesn't make it any easier. After all, we're dealing with human beings, not machines. And humans experience a very complex range of emotions. No 2 days are ever the same at the surgery, and we go from appointment to appointment, doing the best we can to give or facilitate the best medical treatments possible for the citizens of Manchester. It's exhausting, but at the same time fulfilling. The feel-good factor comes from being able to identify what's wrong with a patient, tell them that it's just something simple, and being able to send them on their way with a prescription for some antibiotics to clear up the problem. I meet so many lovely, though poorly, people, and they're always so grateful for answers and advice. That's what makes my job worthwhile. And I work with a great team of GPs at the surgery. We're always there for each other to discuss individual cases and get a second opinion. It's really important to do that when you've got people's lives in your hands. We take it in turns to go on refresher courses or do new courses so that we're up to speed with the latest medical developments, whether it's new viruses, new ways of treating certain illnesses or new drugs that have come to the market. So that's a snapshot of my life as a GP. It's challenging, but quite frankly, I can't imagine doing any other job. I'm Dr. Zainab Monroe, and I'm a GP, or general practitioner, at a doctor's surgery in central Manchester in England. I work for the National Health Service, the NHS for short. I've been a GP for 20 years, and in that time, I've seen all sorts, I can tell you. On a day-to-day basis, I deal with a multitude of health problems, as that's the nature of the field of general medicine. And as I deal with all ages, I need to have up-to-date knowledge of all the typical illnesses that the different age groups tend to suffer from. So, for instance, with kids, you find that the most common complaints tend to be fevers, runny noses, sore throats, and so on. Kids have weaker immune systems and fewer antibodies than adults, so can pick up things easily at school. Adults have lots of different complaints. Anything from aching limbs or torn ligaments due to a sports injury or overdoing things at work, to certain conditions linked to how they live, like heart disease due to having a poor diet and being overweight, to being allergic to pollen once the hay fever season starts. The elderly are different again. They may have difficulty keeping their blood pressure under control, and it's vital that they have medication prescribed regularly to keep things right. Or, as our appetites decrease with age, the elderly often need to be reminded to eat healthily and drink plenty of water so that they don't become dehydrated. If that happens, it can have serious consequences for the kidneys, and kidney disorders are hard to recover from. Organ disease is a problem for that age group in general, and there's always a risk of stroke as well. The most distressing part of my job by far is when parents come to me with unwell babies. Although I'm not a paediatrician, that's a doctor who specialises in children's illnesses, based on what the parents describe and with my medical knowledge and experience, I can usually see and understand when a baby is very ill. And obviously a baby can't tell me what the problem is or where it hurts, so it can be heartbreaking to see them crying in pain or discomfort. And that's not to mention how concerned their parents are. It's a very stressful time for families when a baby or child is ill. And even though medical professionals are trained to deal with the emotional side of things, it doesn't make it any easier. After all, we're dealing with human beings, not machines. And humans experience a very complex range of emotions. No 2 days are ever the same at the surgery, and we go from appointment to appointment, doing the best we can to give or facilitate the best medical treatments possible for the citizens of Manchester. It's exhausting, but at the same time fulfilling. The feel-good factor comes from being able to identify what's wrong with a patient, tell them that it's just something simple, and being able to send them on their way with a prescription for some antibiotics to clear up the problem. I meet so many lovely, though poorly, people, and they're always so grateful for answers and advice. That's what makes my job worthwhile. And I work with a great team of GPs at the surgery. We're always there for each other to discuss individual cases and get a second opinion. It's really important to do that when you've got people's lives in your hands. We take it in turns to go on refresher courses or do new courses so that we're up to speed with the latest medical developments, whether it's new viruses, new ways of treating certain illnesses, or new drugs that have come to the market. So that's a snapshot of my life as a GP. It's challenging, but quite frankly, I can't imagine doing any other job.